Hey guys, it's Justine.
And I'm Jenna.
Welcome to the Same Brain Podcast.
On the road.
We're in a remote secret location. Roll that intro.
Well, welcome back. That was really exciting. So we are on the road. We are shooting a super secretive project. We are in Utah and it's very, very hot today.
My skin is so dry and I'm so freaking tired. I honestly am struggling to keep my eyes open right now.
It was like 11 hour drive, but it took us like 16 because we make a lot of stops and we have a sprinter van and it's like, there's just a lot going on. We were going to try to shoot this podcast
in the car.
But the air condition kept cutting out and it was loud and like, and we just were sweating. So we are now nicely and cooled in the Airbnb.
For whatever reason, we could not get our pottying schedules to line up. Like the one time I completely forgot to go because I was sitting in the car on my computer and then we started driving and I was like, guys, I forgot to go to the bathroom.
And then our friend Tyler, had to potty.
After we had went and then we had to stop, like it was like 20 minutes after and then I go, oh my God, I actually have to go again as well.
There was just a lot happening.
I'm a bad road tripper. Although as soon as I get in the vehicle, I fall asleep immediately.
She ate all of her snacks within 1 hour.
It's like an hour drive.
Like I look over at her and she's like, I ate 11 servings of my banana chips.
I'm laughing so hard because it's so true.
She's like, did I just eat 11 bananas? I'm like, you very well could have eaten 11 bananas. Okay. I don't think that's safe for anyone, but
it wasn't
still here.
11 servings. It was 10 servings, and I think I ate 9. I left one serving because I thought I might want some for later.
I actually brought them in, so they're still here. I'm
enjoying talking about this road trip.
No, I was going to say, and we packed up the Rodecaster. Like, we're here. Like, we put it in a nice little suitcase. They do have a nice little travel case for it. We should probably look into that because this has actually been incredible for travel.
What's crazy is these are all sold out. Like, they're really hard to get. So we've been borrowing this one from a friend. So we do have one hopefully on the way at some point. But this is amazing. I mean, we did. We packed it up. We've got the mics. Everything is super portable. And we're freaking podcasting on the road.
We are. Well, now we're in an Airbnb. We have these two aperture lights. Like everything that is happening right now is very, very high production. But
we packed so much stuff. And I were packing all the gear, I kept saying, hey, Tyler, do you think we need this? And he's like, yeah. Yeah. And then I realized, like, after 10 times of asking Tyler, do you think we need this? I was like, I think he wants me to bring everything.
And he's just saying
what?
Yes to everything.
We did. I mean, I brought 3 A7 III's.
Oh, my gosh.
We have an A7S II. You have
R3.
And yeah, I mean, we've got our little vlogging cameras. We've got so much gear.
Got a drone.
Yeah, I brought my drone too. I mean, this
audio
is like
kits. Like, there's a lot of stuff.
It's just crazy the amount of gear that, well, I mean, I guess we don't need it all.
Did you bring the Ronin?
Of course I brought the Ronin.
And we got the Zion. We got
a lot of stuff. It's just so much goes into making this type of content. I mean, obviously it has taken me 13 years to get to the point of being able to buy equipment and do this, but yeah. Man, I'm hyped. We're living the dream.
If this is our van life, we're gonna have to
get another van.
We're gonna need like a massive U-Haul or just like, you know, dial down on the tech.
Also,
there's a lot happening this week. Should we jump right into it? Or are we still talking about?
I think they might want to hear some personal stuff about our personal feelings of life.
You could see that on our vlogs, on our YouTube
channel. I don't
vlog
anymore.
Oh, you could see that on my YouTube channel.
But what I think is crazy is the difference between Utah and like California as far as how laxative. No,
nope, that's a whole separate word.
They are very lenient on
switch the word.
They're really lenient on like people were eating in restaurants. I was like, absolutely not.
Yeah, we did like takeout and I went in there and people were eating.
They were eating food in a restaurant.
You know, like the staff and stuff had masks on and like you have to wear masks to go in, but then it's like you just take it off. It was a very interesting time. I mean, it's only been, 4 months? And
Only four months,
but it just seems like we have been doing this lifestyle for years now at this point. And like seeing that like kind of took me out of my comfort zone because we really haven't traveled. And that's the thing. Like we're shooting this project and we're like, we could go anywhere we want, but
we have to drive.
We don't want to get on a plane.
No.
So we were driving and just kind of, this is a new lifestyle for us.
It's really
interesting.
Weird. Yeah, but I think mostly we're so used to traveling. Like I, at some point, I mean, I was never home at all. I mean, I wasn't home for like a week at all. So,
no. I mean, probably the longest I was home for like all of last year was maybe 2 weeks.
I mean, there's just so many projects, but I feel like for my overall health and sort of just that go, go, go mentality and traveling mm-hmm. and being just susceptible to a lot of germs. Like, we would always get sick or have so much time that you'd have to take to recover between events and stuff. So it's been like, cool.
Which is, yeah, it's been a lot of free time, but everything is also blending together. I'm in the process of trying to find our reviews because oh my I realized goodness, we didn't do our reviews. Justine.
It's also, we're not going to edit this because I've been like trying to like make them a little bit more edited with like graphics, and then Tyler will go through and like add the stuff that we're talking about. You're not getting that on this episode.
It's a lot.
You know why?
It's already Saturday.
We're on the road.
On the road again.
Where are we?
I just can't wait to be on the road again.
I also forgot to post about our last episode.
Me too.
So, oops.
Oh, gosh. Well, oops. Justine, here in Apple, our Apple podcast, we have 5-star rating.
Oh, my God.
491 reviews.
Okay.
Let's dive into them.
Let's do it. Let's dive.
How do I find them? Okay, see y'all. Okay. Let's see. Lots of fun. RJ, I think you guys are doing a great job with the podcast. I love listening while I go on walks. It feels like I'm having a conversation with you guys. Keep up the good work. Okay, his name is Spencer.
Who's RJ?
Spencer, you tricked me with that name.
Wait, did they call us RJ?
It says RJ Vibes, and then it says from Spencer.
What does that mean? RJ Vibes.
I don't know. You're asking too many questions. Okay, you guys are amazing. I listen to your podcast every week, and they are so interesting. Thanks for covering all of the tech stuff.
Heck yeah.
Thank you, Skyla. Thank you, Skyla. Okay.
Hey, guess what? I have a review.
Hey, Jenna and Justine. I'm 16, and I love your podcast. But I don't know why I didn't start listening sooner, because you guys have a great personality, and you have encouraged me to start my own podcast. But I would prefer to be watching your podcast. So where can I find the video version? Thanks and keep it up.
So here's the thing.
We love feedback.
We do love feedback. And also, we're going to have the video. We just need to make a separate YouTube channel, because I feel like the problem with YouTube is the algorithm is so tricky. So if I were to post this, or if Jenna were to post this whole hour long piece of content on your YouTube channel and somebody only watches like 10 minutes, that is a ding to YouTube that says,
ding,
ding. Do we have a sound effect? Yeah, that's pretty appropriate. That would say that this video is not entertaining to your audience.
Boring.
But if we have an entire separate channel that's dedicated to this type of content that people want, it's on its way.
Yes.
It's just on its way.
If you're looking for episode 2, episode 2 has...
Stop it. I'm so upset about it. I'm so upset about it.
We are working on it.
I deleted it by accident.
This video right now is a video on the road again.
I deleted it. It was my fault. I knew as I hit delete.
It's okay.
It's fine.
So the videos are here. You just not yet.
They'll be here. Here's one. This is a nice 5-second review. We love those.
Love that.
I love both of you, and I like your podcast and your YouTube channel.
Love it.
No, thank love you. It.
Thank
Here's
you.
Jack. Gave us
Hi,
a review.
Hi, Justine and Jenna. I never really liked podcasts before I found yours, so I really like it. Keep up the good work. I also really like your YouTube videos.
I'm sure.
So.
Thank you.
Thanks for making your podcast.
I thought Jack was going to be like, I never really liked you guys. And I'm like, oh, bummer. Thank you, Jack. Okay, so if you guys want to leave us reviews, we are checking them out on the Apple Podcast reviews, as well as the Anchor audio messages.
I keep talking about how cool Anchor is.
Anchor is pretty cool.
It's great. Not sponsored, but it's awesome. So yeah, if you go to the anchor.fm/samebrain, you can leave us audio messages. So now I know Jenna's real hyped up to get into all the news.
I'm excited. There's been a lot of news.
It has been really crazy. I think the first thing that I want to talk about, because it's kind of very sort of close to home to me, is the hack that happened at Twitter. Because I've been on Twitter since 2006.
2007 for me.
Incredibly early adopter to this website. And it's always been a huge part of kind of like my online community. And I've made so many friends there. And it's, you know, I think Twitter... recently, just because of all of, like, the political things, it does kind of get a bad rap as far as, I mean, if you're on Twitter, you know what I mean, but there's so many great things that do happen on Twitter.
No, and
great
I
conversations.
Like, no, incredible conversations, like people making friends, things like that. It's a really, really great place. That is where I hear about everything first. Like, I feel like that is our version of the news.
It is. And I think that's also the kind of unfortunate reality, is because that does sort of turn into our news. It's easy to be manipulated. And
100%, yes.
I mean, that's in any news, but because you hear things first, you're immediately like... jumping on it. We're tweeting about it. This is a fact. This is the truth. But this hack was very interesting, because, I mean, it's no secret that pretty much every one of your favorite creators has been hacked at some point. And the biggest hack has been a SIM card swap. So this was a huge thing that hit AT&T. This is actually how Jack Dorsey got his account hacked Twitter as well, through AT&T. That's how I also, spoiler, got mine hacked. So thank you, AT&T, for whatever security protocols you're letting fly. We don't appreciate it.
No, and that's a serious thing.
Huge. It's like, so if you guys aren't sure what that means, SIM swapping is be able to take someone else's phone number and apply it to your own SIM card. And then you're able to reset everyone's passwords using two-step authentication. So when this hack happened, before we get into that, I didn't want to jump in. I didn't want to say anything because I just was like sitting on Twitter seeing people say dumb stuff. And I'm like, I'm just gonna let you say dumb stuff and I'm not going to address it. People saying, oh my gosh, then you shouldn't have two-step you should have two-step authentication on. I'm like, trust me, you're not going to tell me that all of these huge, high-powered political leaders don't have two-step authentication on their account.
Yeah,
they do. This is something more serious. So
for sure.
I think people jumping on that bandwagon of saying, like, blaming it on two-step. I'm like, this time, it's not. Blame it on the two-step.
A two-step.
This is a more serious kind of thing. So did you 100%. Read that article that I sent you?
I did, yes.
So it's crazy because it all started sort of as this Bitcoin scam. So they hacked every, like, top person who... It's scary because you put so much trust into the people that you follow, especially those verified accounts, political leaders, freaking Obama, Bill Gates, Elon Musk.
That's very serious. But here's the thing, too. It's like, obviously, like, these hacks can happen. Like,
easily.
It can happen. So it's like, if you read something and it's like, oh, if I give you, you know, if I give you a Bitcoin, you're going to give me two. You should really, really, really think about that. No one is going to give you anything for free.
The only person that would is Mr. Beast.
Mr. Beast, which is where things get confusing.
So you're able to track the Bitcoin, the wallet, to see like where that money was going and how much was actually stolen. And I think I read this. I'm not going to say this is 100% truth and accuracy, but I saw this several places that the tweet and account that got the most Bitcoin was from Mr. Beast, because this is something that he would do.
For sure. Yeah. And it's like, I feel like his audience too is like probably a younger tech focused you know, audience, mm-hmm. where it's like, you know, Obama, I don't know. It's probably very, very, what's the word I'm looking for? There's probably a wider range of audience, but it's like Mr. Beast, YouTube, younger.
And a lot of those people probably have Bitcoin. So a lot of the people
exactly
that may have seen Obama's tweet is like, maybe like my grandma.
She'd be like, well, how am I going to give you my Bitcoin?
And here's the thing. If she had the coin, she probably would have gave it.
It's true. It is very, very true. So it's just really scary. And like, I think moral of the story is, once again, you can't trust everything you see on the internet.
But we're all kind of very lucky because this hack could have been so much worse.
Yes, it could have. But here's the thing. It's like, what they did was they ended up blocking all verified users from tweeting. So like when you like text me like, I can't tweet. And I was like, well, I want to try to tweet. Like they blocked everything, which I feel like was probably their fastest, action that they could take just to, you know, handle things so that it didn't get any worse.
Yeah. I mean, there still are a lot of verified accounts or unverified accounts with a lot of followers
for sure.
Being able to sort of stop that spread, like just as quick as possible. I think they did a good job of trying to stop that. But what happened, no one is still 100% sure, but from some of the things that I've read is it was a back-end Twitter hack. It seems like this hacker was able to gain access to a Slack channel that then sort of gave them credentials to have access to potentially somebody at Twitter in sort of like the God mode, as they call it, to be able to have access to all these people's accounts and just do with it as they will. And it's really crazy because they could have done so much more.
Oh,
I think in 100%. Turn, they may have got like $180,000 worth of Bitcoin,
which is a lot.
It's a lot.
I mean, what would be like the repercussions? Like if they find these people, like that is obviously a very serious crime.
One of the kids, these are younger kids too.
Yeah, they're 20s and one was 19. They said that they live with their mom.
Like, I was okay. Like, no, listen, but I think that's giving a stereotype. They're trying to like play to the like, oh, it's a kid in his basement at his mom's house. Let's tell you what, a lot of these basements might be finished. And the most dangerous thing that you can do is a kid in his basement who is smart with a computer.
See, I took it as like a, I took it the other way. I took it as like a, you know, this is like a kid living with his mom. But like, yeah, this kid and this person has this power to do that. Like, I took it as that way.
Not I
as
took
like,
it personal because I was the one in the freaking basement,
I,
okay?
I didn't take it for, I took it no. as like, look what this kid, just like a normal average person, a 19-year-old living with their mom, look what they can do.
Do
they
you basically remember
took over Twitter.
When I was in the basement. You might have been a little young.
Yeah, no. When you were in the basement, I remember.
My parents put my computer in the basement because I was really loud and they didn't want me to have a computer in my bedroom. So they ended up putting it in the basement. And I think back then, like, I thought I was like a little hacker because I was maybe, you know, cheating the system to have 30-day free trials on Photoshop. So I was not hacking Twitter, but I mean, I was in the basement. Well, like, I think
they couldn't leave your computer in your room because you would be on it 24/7. Like, you already were not doing your homework and like, you were just avoiding real life things that you had to do.
It's
you
true.
Haven't changed.
I know. It's a real problem.
Maybe I should put your computer in a basement.
No, you'd have a couple of them now.
I'd put everything. Well, yeah. The good news is you can't really have basements in LA. So we're going to have to do something.
I mean, I do kind of commend these people, though, for not doing something worse, like using that power for kind of like a proof of, hey, look, you do need to be a little bit more careful. So I kind of do appreciate these hackers who kind of give you a gentle nudge. It's like, hey,
she touched me.
Gentle nudge.
Yeah.
Because these people are intelligent and they do have the time and the willpower and the knowledge to sort of figure these things out. And a lot of these things, I mean, it's, I don't know. It's just, my mind is exploding
it
right
is
now
pretty crazy.
With the repercussions of how bad this could have been. If they would have tweeted from like Trump's account and then declaring war, Ivanka's like, oh yeah, great, supporting whatever. It's and then crazy. Obama's like, yeah, we support this. Like, they could have done anything.
Well, have you seen some of the conspiracies being like, why didn't they tweet from Trump's account?
They did say it wasn't Russia.
Is it Russia?
No, they just blamed some kid in the basement. Leave
some
the
kid in the basement. Is the media trying to make us believe that? We want the truth.
I think that I might have made up the basement because
It literally said like London.
Didn't say basement.
Yeah, there's no basement.
I was in the basement.
The media is lying to us.
I was like, wait, I don't think they said basement. No, that's just where I was. All right. So the Twitter thing could have been a lot worse.
Could have. What's interesting too about hackers is like sometimes when these kids or these people are able to do such incredible hacks like this, they end up getting like hired by people because it's like, well, if this person is able to do this, like these companies want to hire these people to know like how they can be better.
Which that's not saying that you should go out and do this, but if you are someone that is doing this, do it respectfully and, you know.
Yeah, maybe there's other ways to get jobs. Don't hack the
other ways. Yeah, because then you also can go to jail. Jenna, Hello. What are we going to talk about next?
So it looks like next up on our list of things to talk about is a lot of camera news.
There's been so much camera news. So we talked about in our last podcast about Canon releasing their two new cameras, and they kept getting a lot of backlash for recording limits and overheating. And most of the Sony cameras that we've been using, they also have recording limits. So for example, for this podcast, we're using an external recorder, completely eliminates the recording limits. And our friend Tyler, who's actually shooting right now, he brought up that a lot of these cinema cameras, a lot of times you're not shooting for hours and hours on end like us YouTubers are, because most of the time when I'm shooting, I just keep rolling and never ending. But a lot of these cinematic shots that you're going to get, they're going to be shooting for like a minute or like 30 seconds just to get a shot and move on. So mm-hmm. if you do want to record longer, get an external recorder.
Well, and too, I feel like we didn't realize for a while with some of the Sony cameras, there's a feature where you can actually turn off the, I forget what's it called, but it's like you can turn off the heat warning.
Yeah.
Something. It's like, you know, you probably shouldn't turn this off, but you can turn it off and that allows for longer recording. Like if we were shooting outside right now, we're in Utah, 100 some degree temperature.
We're going to have to turn it off.
We're going to have to turn it back on.
Well, because it will, yeah.
We don't want to
damage the sensor.
Yeah, you can damage your camera. But like, if I'm shooting inside in air conditioned, like I'm going to turn it off because that's just, you know, I want the longer record time. But also, I saw some tweets. People are like, "How are these people reviewing and complaining about an overheating or about, you know, the overheating and the record time of a Canon when they don't even have the camera?"
It's true.
And I was like, "Oh man, yeah." Are they just like hopping on board, like being a hater and like being like, "Yeah, this is crazy."
But it was funny because my reaction was the same. It's like, oh, that sucks. Like, it's going to overheat. I won't even be able to use it. I'm like, what am I even talking about? My other favorite tweet, I saw a bunch of people tweet this, but I also remember, I think Cody Blue tweeted it, something about, look, if your footage in 1080 looks like trash because you don't have good lighting or whatever, Like, it's not going to look any better in 4K or 6K or 12K or whatever.
8K.
It's, you got to have good lighting.
You got, yeah. There's so many different factors. Just because you have a good camera doesn't mean, you know, like, you know, you still have to kind of know how to use it. Auto can only get you so far.
It's true.
Unfortunately.
But it's also interesting because my friend Rosanna, she still shoots everything 1080p and it looks incredible because her lighting is always on point.
It's true.
Like the one time I was, she's like, are you never going to come shoot with me? I was like, no, no. Cause we always use her setup. And I was like, your videos are the only videos that I don't post in 4K. And she's like, I was like, no, but your lighting looks great. So being able to sort of make setups look incredible with lighting is really, really important. And having good audio.
Yes, audio. Very, very important.
Definitely. I mean, I'm definitely down to test out the Canon, but there's also this little announcement about Sony.
This is the announcement that people have been waiting for. We fought about this because we were fighting about the dates. And I was like, no, the A7S II came out September 2015. It's been almost 5 years. And they surprised us.
With an announcement.
An announcement saying the A7S III is coming July 28th, I believe, is going to be the announcement. It's going to be 7 a.m. Pacific.
Oh, that's early. Wake up.
I don't know the words.
Because I want to.
Anyway, so that announcement is coming. No specs were announced. Nothing, you know, it's just like a little like, hey, we hear you. We see you. We see you, Canon. We see you, you know, Blackmagic. We see you. Everyone else, we're coming for you. Well, I don't think they said that.
No, they didn't. Jenna said that. I mean,
I said it.
Yeah. They basically just had an image of a date.
They were like, you know what? We don't even need to say anything. We're just going to hit you with the A7S III and do with that as you will.
Like Google rumors, A7S III rumors. Just Google it. Oh, see what you can see. And I mean, a lot of times these rumors, I mean, you never know. I mean, it could be absolutely wrong. It could be right. I mean, I always am reporting on the rumors of iPhones. So it's like, you never really know.
I kind of stay away from the rumors because I'm like, I don't want to be like disappointed or like, I don't want to be disappointed. If I have low expectations and no expectations, whenever they hit me with the truth, I'm gonna be like, that's cool.
That's
I like that.
How I live my life.
So yes, no to low expectations, rumors. You know, I get excited like hearing that it's actually now a thing.
My expectations are kind of high though, just because of seeing like,
what
Canon has released and how much I love the A7 III and how great the A7S II was. I can't wait. But also, you mentioned Blackmagic. They just announced it's a
$9,995.
Okay. Ursa Mini Pro. This is not for us. There's no autofocus. It shoots 12K. It does have a crop. It's a cinema camera. I mean, this is something that you're going to be going out shooting feature films with, maybe shoot YouTube videos with as well. But I'll tell you what, I rely so much on that freaking autofocus if I'm shooting something by myself. Like, I really do need it.
How do you do manual focus if you're by yourself?
Marquez does a great job at it.
Yeah, I guess that's true.
Because he's talented.
He is talented. Maybe he's got longer arms, so you can like reach around and be like, yeah, that's
maybe
good.
Yeah, I've seen him do it in person at like events. Too. It's very impressive.
Huh. I can't do it. Sometimes autofocus fails me, and I'm like, well, I had one.
That also happens.
Yes. But anyway, so yeah, lots of new
one day, I think
stuff.
I told you, I don't know if I mentioned on the podcast, but we had everything set up. And then, like, I hit record, and I took my contacts out, so I just thought that the screen was blurry because I couldn't see it. But it was blurry because it was out of focus because I shut the camera off to get a new battery. And every time you do that, it kind of resets the autofocus. Anyway.
That's another thing that's kind of frustrating. It's like, yeah, we've been using the Ninja 5, and that's actually been a very,
so
very
great.
Helpful thing. But if I don't have on, like, the lines, like, the focus lines, I think I'm good.
If you guys aren't familiar with that, I mean, some of you guys might, some of you might not, but it's a external recorder, so it looks like a little screen, and you can pop in solid state drives. So we're not recording to SD cards right now. We're recording to a solid state drive, which allows, this one's 1 terabyte. Ooh, so this
juicy.
Will, actually, I think it might be 2, which was kind of unnecessary. I was like,
not really, because these files are huge.
They
like,
are
even
huge.
When we're recording, it's like at least 150, 200 gigs.
Yeah, I'm slowly filling up that jellyfish, actually quickly filling it up. But these external recorders are really great, and you can also get higher bit rates and things like that with some cameras. I think you can't do it on Sony. Nikon was the only camera that Atomos supported shooting 10-bit ProRes.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Incredible.
Well,
so,
you know what? We got lots of camera news. Maybe we'll hear some updates soon with that, too.
I'm out of breath.
Okay.
Are we at a high... What's the elevation here? Because I feel like I'm talking and I'm exhausted.
What's the elevation?
Oh, my goodness.
Looks like you're at 4,582.
Okay. I mean, that's something. Is that an excuse?
Well, I've been out of breath for months now, and I've been worried about my lung health, but... Anyway,
I just wanted to let you know if you hear me breathing, it's because I think we're at a high elevation.
I was doing a stream and someone's like, she sounds out of breath. I was like, I do.
Yeah.
I was like, I'm not doing anything. Yeah. I think also I've been out of shape. So like my lungs haven't been getting as much exercise. So I'm just like gasping for air. You know, what do you do with that as you will?
So what else do I have on our list of things to talk about? Oh, OnePlus Nord. They're having an announcement coming out here very shortly. Oh. And it's interesting because this is one of the phones that's not going to be available in North America. Marquez did this amazing video. I'm halfway through it. He was breaking down the price of what it costs to make a smartphone. So I only got partway through it. But it's kind of interesting because you don't really know or think about why this phone is so expensive. So for example, they're saying that the NFC is $4 to put in. So, you know, $4 for every phone. That can definitely add up. So that's why OnePlus has sometimes not put it in their phones to try to save you money.
That definitely adds up. Like you're making millions and millions of phones. Yeah. So that's a lot of money.
And this is something that I didn't even consider. We're like, well, why don't you have an IP certification rating for this to be waterproof? Because, okay, it's not just getting the parts and the sealant to make sure that the phone is able to resist, I guess for like, what is the IP? I forget what the certification number is, but to survive like 1.5 meters underwater for 30 minutes, every port has to be waterproofed. But the biggest cost is testing. Yeah. You have to get these machines to test. You have to have the manpower to be able to test them. Mm-hmm. So
crazy. The amount of time that I feel like you have to test it for too. Like there probably has to be like a certain amount of like days or months or whatever. So like that's a lot.
It is
a lot that goes into it just for testing it and making sure, because you know how that goes. You don't test long enough. You've got a little bit of an accident waiting to happen.
I forget which phone it was. They said they're like, it didn't have the rating, but but they were like, it'll be fine if it.
Oh.
They couldn't give the specific rating, I guess, because they didn't want
to
pay for the rating to save the money. Like, that's crazy to even think about. Anyway, I thought that was kind of cool.
That is actually really, really interesting. It's like things you don't really think about.
Yeah. So I'm excited for the OnePlus Nord announcement, even though it's not going to be a phone that we can have here. But I've seen so many photos and leaks and more information. So it's going to be pretty cool.
Do you want to talk about else?
Yeah.
Is it going to be the comet?
Oh.
You skipped over the comet.
I skipped over the comet because I can't pronounce it.
It's Neowise.
Neowise.
It's just Neowise. Comet Neowise. So.
Good job, Jenna.
Make it stop. Okay.
We saw the comet last night.
Wait, I didn't see it.
Well,
I saw a really bright star. So basically there's a comet that is visible from the northern hemisphere, which is where we are.
Surprise.
Not the southern.
Okay, shut up.
Anyway, so it's visible until, I believe, it's going to be the brightest around July 22nd and the 23rd. I was trying to figure out when we're posting this, but it's like now.
Right now.
It's still happening. And right now we're in Utah. Oh, I didn't look up the fact about where we are. Oh,
find the fact.
Okay. It's basically where we are right now is, I think, some of like the darkest skies, which is going to be incredible for seeing stars, seeing this comet. Okay. See the stars like never ..
Before.
I'm assuming it says before.
It probably does. But what did you say about the comet? So when is the comet going to be visible again? Like 600,000 years or something?
If you miss it this time, unfortunately, I have bad news for you. Oh. It's not going to happen again for another 6,800 years.
I mean, it's
6,800 years.
At this rate, if we make it to 2021, I'm going to be happy. So let's just hope for the best that the comet.
Fingers for that one.
Yes. Maybe the comet is the end.
Oh, well.
What if? Oh, my God. What if this is the last?
I feel like
podcast
the scientists
have that you guys
said,
will hear because of the comet.
Well, NASA.
Should I make up a conspiracy?
No.
No, I'm not going to do that.
Okay, NASA said just after sunset, look.
Ow!
Oh, sorry. Why'd you touch me?
Because I wanted you to put your mouth closer to the microphone.
I got touched. I got. I was far away from the microphone.
I was like, turn your little mouth.
Stop touching me.
Put your mouth in.
I was drinking, and then I was far away from the microphone. Okay.
Okay.
NASA said. Now I've been assaulted.
Okay, but read it. But like,
after sunset.
But move your mouth over.
Look below the Big Dipper in the northwest sky.
Can you read that again?
Oh my gosh. Just after sunset, look below the Big Dipper in the northwest sky. Find a spot away from city lights with an unobstructed view of the sky. If you have them, bring binoculars or a small telescope.
Oh, shoot.
You can see with your eyes.
Dude, I have this telescope that I completely forgot about. That I got to review, and then I forgot about it.
We could have been looking at that comet. It's like, we could have been next to it.
Oh my God, I'm so mad. I mean, we only brought 15 cameras, so what? I don't know if it worked.
It says it will look like a fuzzy star with a bit of a tail. So using binoculars or a small telescope is recommended to get the best view of this object. I love how they called it an object.
So what you're saying
is from NASA.
It's basically going to look like a fuzzy star.
No, with a tail.
No.
So picture you see a shooting star. There's like a little tail.
I've seen pictures.
Okay.
Well, I saw David DiCello posted a bunch.
Yes. Oh, yes. I also saw Stan was posting some from Joshua Tree. So it's basically going to look like a comet, but slow. You know, it's like.
Yeah.
Well, we're going to try to get the shot.
We're going to see what we can do. We don't really have a very big zoomy zoom.
I forgot my zoomy zoom.
What do we have? Do we have the 150? Was it the 150?
I have a 300. I forgot.
Really? Oh, that's okay. That's fine. We have what?
We'll work through it.
I don't think we're going to see the comet. And we might see it.
Well, you can see it with your eyes.
How do you say it again?
Neowise.
Neowise.
Remember when you touched my head?
Yeah, you got so scared.
We also have a big Xbox Games Showcase news coming up on the 23rd. Also the last day you can see the comet. Ooh. A lot happening that day. Xbox revealed a new teaser for Halo. Can you believe Halo is coming?
I can't. I mean, they teased this back in 2018 for the Halo Infinite, and they just teased a GIF of something being laser etched, the number 117. And I mean, this game has really, I feel like, changed so many people's lives. I mean, it was one of the first, well, other than like 007,
and then classic.
Playing obviously PC games like Unreal Tournament and stuff like that. But this was like the first console shooter that I really got into, like in college.
Yeah, I mean, think too, like what, 8 years ago, like how much fun we would have. Like we would have LAN parties. We would just play Halo. This is when you could play four people on like
the multiplayer.
Yeah, the multiplayer, like four people, one screen. So we would all each have like a little corner where you would just be playing Halo.
But
like,
we had two TVs.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that we were able to play on both of them. But man, it was so much fun.
It was so much fun. And then also just came to PC a couple days ago as well.
The Halo 3.
Yeah, Halo 3.
And this was named the best port in the Master Chief Collection for PC so far. And let's see, there was something else that I read too, because they were talking about that there was a lot of issues with some of the previous ones with like multiplayer and then audio issues in the PC ports. So I'm glad that this one is a good one. I mean, I've actually never played it on PC, so I can't really say if it's good. I mean, I play on Xbox. I love my console.
Well, I've got a PC now, so I'm probably gonna test it out.
I mean, I too have a PC.
I might be really bad.
But like, if I go to play a game that's not like a PC specific, like I'm gonna play it on my console, you know?
Oh.
Do you know? No?
I do know. I understand completely. Also, we are going to have a bonus podcast episode on the 23rd. With a special guest.
Oh my gosh. Are we allowed to tell them we have a special guest?
I'm not sure. So I'm not going to say it yet because I'm not actually sure.
Bonus. So
it is going to be. Yes. Yep. Thank you, everyone. Yep. Please calm down. Thank you. We are going to.
Oops. No, wrong button.
No, none of that. We're going to have a very special, our first guest, very special guest, July 23rd. Bonus Stay tuned. Podcast. Stay tuned.
Bonus.
It's going to be very, very exciting.
What else? Oh, I saw there was a Halo Infinite art book that was available for pre-order.
Oh,
that's coming out December 29th, which is kind of cool. I mean, the Halo art is really impressive.
It's incredible.
There's also a Halo Mega Bloks toy that leaked over the July 4th holiday.
I didn't see that.
343 said that it didn't contain any important spoilers, so you're fine. I was like, okay, cool. But definitely excited about that. What else do I have on our list here to talk about?
Should we talk about what PlayStation accidentally leaked, or do we not want to even acknowledge it?
I don't.
The gamer girl.
Yeah. So it was not a game from Sony or PlayStation. I don't even know what the company was.
Oh, shoot. I can't remember now.
They were sharing the photo of the developers. It was just a bunch of like men trying to make a game to empower women and the struggles of online streaming. Yet it's completely appealing to.
Yeah. Well, I think they were kind of trying to show. So Gamer Girl was going to be like this. interactive game that could kind of take you behind the scenes of what it's like for a female streamer. So I think I see what they were trying to do is like trying to say like, hey, everyone's actions will have consequences, like things you're saying to these people, how you're behaving. I just don't think they did that in the right way.
No, and they were portraying these streamers as not, I mean, as like a typical female streamer, like what a man would want. I don't even know how to explain it without like I don't know. I didn't like
very,
it.
Very like, I don't know.
I didn't like
we
it.
We don't want to say anything, but you know what I mean? Like just,
I think most people
a cam girl, kind of like that kind of thing.
Yeah, and like there's, I know so many incredibly hardworking streamers.
Very, like, I feel like too, I think that the industry has changed. Like, that's no longer really the typical stereotypical, like, oh, it's your girl, female streamer. Like,
absolutely
they have
not.
Done a really incredible job of, like, straying away from that and, you know, like, gaining the respect of the community, even though, I mean,
sometimes it can be quite toxic, but I feel like
it is.
A lot of the females now are doing a really great job. And the thing is, like, they've always been there. I feel like a lot of what people generally kind of would assume is sort of that stereotype. Like, that's what people kept seeing, but, like, that's not true at all.
I mean,
absolutely
that's what,
not.
Like, always gets the attention. Like, look at, you know, YouTube and all this. It's like people love the drama and they love, you know, showing the negative sides of things. So anyway, them trying to make this game to draw awareness to the problems of streaming, which we've been streaming recently, which we talk about all the time. And it is definitely interesting.
Well, here's also to kind of piggyback off of that. Like, I've seen the depths of how bad this can get from streaming for 6 months, 24/7. And you do become sort of, I mean, I guess there's some sort of codependency with the community because you're talking to people, but whatever they're portraying, like, that's not at all what it should be and how it really like is. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, how many death threats, of this, how many times have I been swatted, like all that stuff. It sucks, but this is not a way to bring actual awareness to it. How about you talk to the women and people who have had these things happen to them, and we'll tell you our stories.
Whoops, I
hit not make a video game
yeah
for people that want to sort of live out these weird fantasies.
Yeah, weird.
Don't like
super
it.
Super weird. So that was something where I also think that the community was like, nope, you did this all wrong. If you wanted to make a, you know, a video game about females, like, why didn't you ask them?
This is just something that would be on the black market, not
very
like a
strange.
Mainstream thing.
Very, very strange. Oh, we're going to move on because it's weird.
We were speaking of PlayStation, though, which I am incredibly excited for the PS5.
Absolutely.
Like, other than this game, which was just, it's just, I didn't even want to talk about it because I didn't want to bring more attention to it, but whatever.
Sorry.
It's okay.
It made me feel icky.
It was real icky.
Icky. PlayStation, though, I'm very, very, very excited.
So Jeff Keighley got a hands-on demo, and it's crazy because if you search for PlayStation 5 controller, like, he's just absolutely like the poster of all of the people mm-hmm. that have all of the PlayStation exclusives. But he did some gameplay and was showing kind of like the haptic feedback, and this controller is going to be really cool. And one of the things that he mentioned in his video is that the speaker inside the controller, it has more sound range. Ooh. And it integrates in with the gameplay audio.
Oh.
So as opposed, because there's a speaker in the previous controller as mm-hmm. well, but this has obviously a much better speaker. And what's cool is like the triggers. So when you're using it, there's like a tension control, and you're able to really dial in and program so much more feedback
that
into these
cool.
to be able to have the sense of pulling back an arrow or like using a sword, or if you're walking through sand, like you can get that actual feedback in the controller.
That is really cool. I mean, because it's like now it's like it has like the vibrations, and sometimes it's like, it's cool, but like having that technology be way better to just have this like immersive experience mm-hmm. is going to be very, very interesting and exciting.
Yeah, so I'm definitely excited about that.
And it looks cool. That controller looks nice.
It looks so
good. We're not
going
to be able to have our little cheetah dusty fingers touching that controller, though.
I mean, I would definitely. Oh, I love Cheetos.
Cheetos are so good. I went to the store the other day to buy Cheeto Puffs because I was like craving Cheeto Puffs.
I like the tight twisty curls.
No!
Tight twisty
no!
curls. Yeah.
The airy ones are lovely.
Mm-mm. I like tight twisty. Oh my gosh, we don't have the same brain. We're having a disagreement.
Really tight twisty. Those are
tight,
so
tight twisty curls.
But you can eat more of the puffy ones and not feel as bad. Sorry, I didn't step back for the you can have more of the puffy ones because they're lighter. Not condensed. It's, you know, it's a whole,
I
it's
like
a whole thing.
Tight twisty curlies. Guys, tweet us what you prefer. Do you prefer a tight twisty Cheeto or a puffy Cheeto? Tyler, which do you prefer? A puffy Cheeto or a tight twisty Cheeto?
Tight and twisty.
Yeah.
Really?
Tight and twisty.
What's wrong with you people?
I keep hitting my microphone with my computer. Yeah.
styrofoam. I can actually kind of see that.
Yeah, but they're still good. No, though.
It does not. Well,
they're still good.
You guys are all wrong.
Yeah. Okay. The other thing that I had on my list was just kind of reminiscing about the events that we've missed this year and how weird it is. It's been this weird time sink because every year we base what we do around traveling to these events. So obviously we did CES, which could have been the start of the spread of COVID, which is kind of insanity. Yep.
We survived CES 2020.
Did you get sick?
No.
I don't remember.
Last year, very, very sick. This year, no.
Very, very. Yeah.
Which was crazy because this was my busiest year, like, ever at CES.
I do feel like we were extra cautious this time. Like, we didn't go to any parties. We weren't even being cautious because of COVID. But I'm saying, like, before, we would have to go to a bunch of different events. And we had so much work to do that we didn't go to parties. We didn't go to events. We carried so much hand sanitizer.
So much. It was crazy. But, yeah, definitely. I mean, the thing is about these events, it's like, we love meeting people, but like thinking back, think how many strangers like we hug and like shake hands and touch, and like some of them kiss us on the cheek, and we're like, I don't like that. We don't know you.
I just want to say
you're also American, so this isn't like a cultural thing. Mm-hmm. You're just giving me a smooch.
Don't do that.
No means no.
Yes.
Actually, we did. Well, it just
we didn't say you just.
I was like, oh,
don't do it.
Yeah, don't do it. Anyway, germs. I don't think in events from here on out, I'm not touching anyone.
Yeah, sorry.
Sorry. If you're like, hey, what's up? I'll be like, hey. We should have been listening to Howie Mandel.
We should have. Howie all along has known what's up.
Howie. But we all respect you. Now
it does suck because, like, honestly, like, there really wasn't anything cooler than being able to give somebody a hug and just be like, "Thank you so much for watching our videos." Like, okay, I'm gonna start crying thinking about this.
It is sad. This was really, really sad
at my book tour. Oh my god, I'm already crying.
No!
This was so sweet. So at my book tour, this is where it was kind of like one of those moments where I was like, "Oh my gosh, this is so powerful." Mm-hmm. So a girl came up to me. She was crying and she was, I don't know how old she was, but she was so cute and so little. And she was just hugging me crying. And then I looked over and saw that next to my book signing was freaking R.L. Stine, my childhood hero.
Oh my gosh.
I start crying. So this girl holding on to me is crying. And then I'm looking at R.L. Stine crying. And I saw like his social media manager.
I need to get out of here.
And I was like pointing to him, like signifying that like, oh my gosh, after my meetup, can I please meet him? Because it was like this whole full circle thing. It's like this girl, I was to her what like R.L. Stine was to me as kid too. So it was just such a powerful moment. And to be able to not like have those interactions anymore, it's going to be weird.
I say that, but like we probably will down the road. Or maybe we'll have some type of cool futuristic suits.
Yeah,
I don't know. I saw the production club was working on their
party suits.
So like maybe they can make
hit the mic again.
They, they're an event-based company. Maybe they can make a, not a party suit, but
I don't know, but honestly, I think, love meeting you guys, but sure. I feel like for our safety and your safety, because here's the thing, what if one person in the line has whatever this is?
Exactly.
They then hug us, we may be susceptible, then you hug us that you don't have, like, it's really crazy to think about it. And like, just looking at the contact tracing of like how it can spread.
Have
so
you
quickly.
Seen those maps from like, yes. Whenever spring break was happening, like they were able to
track the GPS,
like see from... If you were like in Florida, like and watching where people from Florida went, like it covered the entire map. Like it's crazy. So it's going to be interesting to see, how things happen. And
so I think not getting upset at people for their choice of how to continue on is going to be very important, because I feel like everybody's dealing with this in their own way. And this is also something that I saw that's kind of really kind of hit me a little differently, is because we don't have children. So we don't think about the repercussions of these kids, how they're going to be reacting and growing up in this world of, they didn't have to wear masks.
Yeah.
They were able to hang out with their friends and now they're wearing masks and can't see their friends. So there's an episode of Daniel the Tiger that is coming out that is going to address the pandemic to kids and try to help them explain like what's happening. So I think that's a really cool idea. And I think it's something that is really needed, because I don't think parents know what to do or what to say. I did actually, my first time leaving, I went and did a road trip to Carmel, and this was crazy because it is still in California, so they were so incredibly strict. Mm-hmm. Like, you order your food with your mask on, you keep it on, and you can only take it off like when you actually get your food,
when you're ready to take that bite.
Yeah. And I mean, they also were charging at some of these restaurants a 20% surcharge because they had to like retrain employees. They had to actually hire more people because the waitresses were not allowed to touch our dishes. There was only specific people that were able to pick up the dishes. And then they had to like sanitize and do all of this stuff. And the capacity to hold the amount of people that they were before.
Well, and too, if they're taking less people in like restaurants, it's like you have to make up your money somehow.
Exactly. So, and at this one restaurant, they were taking a $50 per person deposit just to make a reservation because people make reservations and just cancel them and don't show up.
So and like, it's like, if you have such a limited space, it's like, we can't afford to like, everyone just to cancel. It's interesting. Yeah. I mean, it's very, very interesting. I kicked the table.
It's okay.
Oh my gosh, I'm a monster.
You are.
But you know what? Back to the children. I was walking the dog the other day and I saw this family get out. Like they parked and they were about to get out of their car and the parents got out and there was like a kid in the back. He was maybe like six. He's like, mommy, mommy, don't forget I need my mask.
Aww.
And like, he's like, it was really cute. And I was like, oh my gosh, these parents have done a really great job of like, whatever they have done with this kid and this child, he's excited about wearing his mask. I was like, how do we get these parents to train the rest of America?
They probably were like, I don't even want to say it.
Okay. Well, but anyway, but that was good. Cause like, I do see some kids where some parents are like, honey, you have to like wear your mask. But like this one kid, I was like, oh, he's like, mommy, mommy, don't forget my mask. And
so that's why
making like a big deal about it.
I brought that up because there was this couple with like their kids. They had, I think, three kids. The one little girl was like, she's wearing her mask, like whatever. And the two boys kept like ripping them off and like, I don't want to wear it. And like, they were just throwing absolute fits. And like, I can't imagine having to be a parent, which some of you guys listening to this are like, I commend you. I don't know what you're doing. I don't know how you're surviving, but it's incredibly impressive because this is something that I don't think anybody has ever prepared for.
What if you just put like candy inside of it?
They could just keep licking the inside of the mask.
There's like a rope stick or like something in there. Oh my God.
Yeah, there you
don't
go.
Don't do that.
Then they're going to choke and then you're not going to know because they have a mask on.
I don't know how to trick children, but that would work for me.
I think getting cool ones that look cool is going to be key because I forgot I got a bunch of cool masks.
Wait a minute. Do we have any masks that like glow in the dark?
Yeah, probably for raves. I found this one mask website that they had a bunch of weird ones, but then they also had the kind with like the clear cutout mouth, also with like an eye shield. It looked ridiculous, but having the clear cutout makes such a huge difference for people who have hearing impairment. Mm-hmm. Even I never realized how much I relied on like reading people's lips.
Yeah, it's a lot. And that's like, I think it was maybe a couple months ago when I first saw that this one girl, she started making these masks because I don't know if she was had like a hearing impairment, but she started like creating them, her and her mom, and they raised like all this money.
That's
and like
so
they
cool.
were making them for free, and it was really, really cool. And I studied my minor was speech pathology.
What did you learn?
Audiology. A lot. Like I learned like all like the anatomy of like the ear and like how to like deal with like, you know, like children like and stuff like that. And it was like a very emotional thing because I remember too, we did the one thing, it was like going and like watching these children who are able to hear for the first time when they get like their cochlear implants.
Oh.
Like it was fascinating. And it was just like it's crazy how technology has changed, like the things that we can do. But like back to the masks, like seeing now that they are making more of like the clear ones. Mm-hmm. How do they keep it from fogging up?
It does fog up. Oh my gosh. This one restaurant I went to. So this girl had this, it was like, you know how the face shield comes down?
Oh yeah.
So she was wearing it around her neck. It was like a neck face shield.
Gosh.
And then it came up around her face. And it had like this white ring like around her chin. And it was clear. So she would just like, it was just so weird. Because you just come up.
It's like an astronaut helmet.
It was so weird. But it was like her first helmet. It was crazy.
We need astronaut helmets.
I didn't know if I loved it or hated it.
It's hard to tell.
I wasn't sure, but I was like, this is
cool. You're like, I'm into this. That is very, okay. All right.
So yeah, I honestly don't freaking know. Just surviving. But I'm very excited to kind of be out and shooting something really fun. And it's great because we're in the middle of nowhere. We've already established our quarantine circle.
Mm-hmm.
Tyler's in the quarantine circle.
It's a very small circle. We're like, how do we be productive, keep making content, staying safe and staying sane?
Yeah, it's definitely rough. And I think a lot of people are struggling with a lot of different things. And I think however you're feeling, it's valid. So don't discount it. That's what I tell myself when I'm sitting on the couch feeling like
eating Cheeto, twisty, tight
sticks. Or eating
sticks.
My whole 10-hour snacks in one sitting.
Can we talk about chocolate chip cookies? Because I can't stop eating
Where
them.
Where are those? Are they melting in the fridge inside?
So we may have left them in a 120-degree Fahrenheit van.
Oh, my God.
We may have a chocolate chip soup.
Tyler, do you want to go see what they look like? Because we need to see. Now we need to know.
You,
so sorry. Tyler's putting his little shoes
he's
on.
He's putting his shoes on. Did you leave them maybe in the cooler?
They were in the cooler. But I don't like the cooler stays on.
The cooler doesn't stay on. So let me say what this Mercedes Sprinter van has a cooler built into it. It's very, it has a nice like roof rack.
It's cool.
It has these like two benches on the side where like if you fold them all the way, it can be a bed. But if you fold them up, you can put a table. This is where we were like, she and I were just looking at each other yesterday. We're like, this is like on 12-hour, 16-hour.
I slept a lot.
We're
like,
we could do so much work. We laid there.
Did not. I laid down.
We just laid down. I'm like, this is great. I'm just going to lay here. Because we've been so busy. Like before this, I had so many projects to do. And like, we've been shooting nonstop. And it just kind of felt nice to just lay.
It was great. And when I get in the car, I instantly fall asleep.
Yeah,
I'm the worst road trip buddy.
And once you get past like past Vegas, it's just all the scenery, like going past Zion and like Utah and Arizona. Well, we were in Arizona for like a mile.
Drove past this truck with a trailer that was completely caught on fire.
Just
like a massive flames. It was so scary. I think that everyone was safe because they did have an ambulance there and there were people outside of the car. So I'm hoping that
no one seemed very panicked.
Yeah.
It was more of like a literally watching this
truck burn.
Truck just engulfed in flames on the side of the highway. Well, I mean, think about it. Think how hot it is. Like
very.
That can happen with like just a simple spark. Like it's just up in flames. Which I did actually back in my fire marshal days.
On fire.
I did get to, we had like a training. We did light a car on fire. It was like educational. It's like, here's what can happen. We also, I got to light an actual house on fire. So we'd set up a whole training scenario. It was one that was going to be, it was like condemned anyway. So we gutted it. We had like donated old furniture. And we were testing out how long it would take for a hair straightener to catch like something on fire.
How long?
Well, it depends on it actually surprisingly took, well, this was an older straightener, so it thankfully wasn't actually catching fire. And actually now they make them so they turn off
the auto off.
But what ended up doing was we did a reenacted like a kitchen fire.
He's got the cookies.
Like a grease fire.
How do they look?
Is a very dangerous. How are the cookies?
So
give it a toss.
This one's mine.
Oh, this is cold.
Yeah. Oh my god, was the cooler on?
The cooler was on. I was worried because I thought it might drain the van battery, but I think there are two batteries.
Oh.
Two batteries.
So I'm pretty sure there's two batteries. Okay. If the one dies, all you need to do,
Jetta knows.
There's a button. You turn the van on.
Look at this.
We just turn the van on and it re-batteries it.
Wow.
So the cookie's fine. This is good news.
I
was kind of hoping it was a goner because look at it.
There's
this calorie? That's not good.
Are they? Oh my gosh.
The gummies melted? We need that for science. No.
The science.
This chocolate chip cookie is 511 calories.
Well, I think I ate 1,000 calories of banana yesterday, so I don't want to talk about anything.
Oh, it's incredible smell.
1,000 calories of banana. I should be like rotting right now.
I can't believe the cooler stayed cool.
So guess what? I think it's the end of the podcast.
That is. We have a lot of work to do today. We have a lot of cool stuff to shoot. We're going to go outside and get sweaty.
Hot. Well, thank you guys so much for listening or watching if I finally posted the video podcast.
Video. Oh, we have the same shirt on.
We do.
I actually have the same shirt in the pink, but then I decided I would wear the same shirt in the white.
I also have the white, but I didn't bring it.
Oh, I brought both.
We have like probably five of the same outfits accidentally
with
packed.
With us. I only packed five outfits.
Do you know why?
Same.
Brain.
And we shop at Bloomingdale's.
We do.
Bloomies.
And not anymore. I'm done shopping. Wait, that's a lie. I just ordered stuff.
Well, Bloomingdale's had a very incredible sale. I basically got everything for like 70% off.
That's incredible. Anyway, hope you guys have a great day. Happy Saturday if I actually manage to get this posted on Saturday.
Yeah. Make sure you guys check out all of our social media and leave us some voice reviews on anchor.fm/samebrain.
Yeah.
Look out for our YouTube channel for Same Brain Podcast, our real channel, and like we just got stuff happening.
Look out for that comet.
Look out.
What's it called?
Look out and look up.
Neowise. How do you say, okay, this is a little tangent. I'm sorry. I always mispronounce it, but it's the tuna. Salad, like the tuna, the slice.
Literally have no idea.
I can never pronounce it.
Oh, you still can't.
But that's how I would imagine that you would pronounce, like the tuna Neowise. Do you know what I'm talking about? It's like, okay, hold on a second. We can't end this podcast until I properly.
I'm not sure what you're saying. I have to pee.
Okay. Hold on a second. This is happening. Okay.
Coffee. Want to hear my coffee ice? Listen.
Hold on a second.
ASMR coffee.
ASMR. Here, I've got to do this. One second.
ASMR okay. Sip.
Now, Yep.
That was pretty silent.
Niçoise.
I have no idea what that is.
It's like a filet of like tuna that's like seared around the outside.
You're seared around the outside.
I might be. Anyway, right. Now I already forgot how to say it again.
All right, guys. Thank you so much for listening and watching. We will see you next week. We're going to have a bonus episode July 23rd. Bonus. It's going to be incredible. First special guest. Stay tuned. We will see you then.
All right. Bye. Neowise.